Dear Lord, bow your head. Dear Lord, whatever it is you're about to do and that you already done, please do whatever. Have complete control of every situation that is involved in this service. Have your way. I would like to pray in advance for the yokes that are about to be broken. I would like to pray in advance for the healings that are about to take place. We would just have you know we are totally taking our hands off of the wheel. Just thank you for just revealing. Just have your way, Lord Father. I really appreciate it. y'all can be seated. I'm sorry. You know, in thinking about today's message, God always gives me different indications to let me know I'm on the right path. And I used to like washing cups. And I think that kind of bothered my wife because I was always washing cups. And this one particular scene, this guy was driving, I guess he was drunk or whatever, and he got pulled over, and the cop says, "Well, why are you driving like that?" And he proceeded to point to the stuffed animal. He put the stuffed animal in the driver's seat and said, "I told you we were driving too fast. I told you." And of course the cop said, "Get out of the car." "Whichever one of you that can walk, get out of the car." Before I begin, feel like sort of like an artist today. I'm trying to paint a picture. And as the picture becomes clearer to you, say amen. I'm a real lover of music. And I can think of two groups that stand off my head, but that's not important. What's important is certain groups are influenced by other groups. I can think of one of my favorite groups at Tony, Tony, Tony. And I can see the influences of their sound by other groups from the past. So it's not like I don't need to hear an interview from the lead singer telling me what his influences are. Because clearly, when you listen to the music, you know what the influence are, influences. So therefore, when he shared his Raphael Sadiq, when he shared his interview, he was like, "Well, you know, we were influenced by Earth, Wind, and Fire and Cameo." And I was like, he really did need to tell me that because I already knew. The title of this message is Walking Under the Influence. Walking Under the Influence. I like to go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, 8th verse. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in the goodness and righteousness and truth. 10th verse, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord. 11th, and no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. When I listen to that, it's showing that we have to let our works show. Not only do we get it, not only are we walking, but are we, can other people see it? And I want to pose a question to y'all today. What is influencing your walk? I'm just going to be flipping through scriptures because, as you know, like I said before, I'm painting a portrait, a picture. And when you get the picture, the whole picture, say amen. Oh, somebody got it yet? Okay, I'm just going to dabble in Genesis. I want to talk about Enoch and Noah. How they just didn't kneel or stand with God. When you kneeling and standing, those are associated actions with associating with God. But they weren't just doing that, they were in constant communion with God. There's a difference. I mean, you can read and say, well, yeah, you can read the bibliography or I know that person. No, you don't. You know what the author chose to put in the bibliography. But they were in constant communion with God. Hence, you could say their influence was by the Spirit. Because they were in constant connection of the Spirit. Before I go along, do y'all ever wonder why one Sunday, the Spirit is high. And the next Sunday, it's a little high, but it's not high as the Sunday before. And what's funny about that is the devil don't seem to work around my house except for Sunday. You know, and I'm sure y'all can relate. You get, like, I get up in the morning, and it's like, okay, I'm ready to go. And I can be looking in a certain direction, not necessarily looking at my wife, and she was like, what's that look for? And I'm saying, dear Lord, we are off. And you know, and sometimes it's a struggle to get here. I feel like coming to church, it's kind of like playing Super Mario Brothers. I mean, with a two-year-old especially. Everything that the devil can throw at you is always on Sunday. And it's like, well, we almost ready for church. We go downstairs, and I remember, why Brielle shoe got one shoe on and one shoe off? And then you run back upstairs, run down the stairs. Oh, she's getting her hair done. And then when all this is transpiring, getting to church, you're exhausted. So it's not that the spirit is the same, pastor's the same, the associate pastors are the same, the praise team's still praising, but when we enter into the body of Christ, when we enter into the church, we're one body. So you may have a bad day, and you may have a bad morning. And this couple over here may not be talking to each other because of the day they had coming to church. And if the body is moving as one body, one spirit, if that arm is doing something funny, it throws everything off. So it's not getting on any particular person. That's just the way Satan operates. Oh, we want to catch you slipping. Why is he working on Sunday? Because he knows you're going to get something. He doesn't want you to get it. He wants you to get preoccupied. Be like, my wife is now upset with me, but I hope dinner's still going to be ready tonight. Distractions. Oh. Oh. Yeah. But it's true. If it's something you're meant to get, the devil is going to try any way in his rightful power to do so. I can think of Daniel, how Daniel constantly stayed in prayer, constantly prayed, constantly stayed in communication with God. And he didn't have to tell anyone. He was in constant prayer. He didn't have to tell anyone about his relationship with God. Why? Because everyone knew. Tell the truth. Everyone knew, hey, Daniel, the king tried to interrupt his prayer time because he knew. The reason I brought up drunk driving earlier is because police are trained to pick up influences of the driver, and they make a idea of knowledge that, hey, this could be a drunk driver. So in saying that, on a daily basis of work, school or whatever, what would people say about you? What's influencing your walk? Come on. Let's see, I mean, be honest, we're not perfect. And you know, and even when I go back in Psalm, I'm not going to read scriptures because I'm still trying to paint this picture. Regardless, Pastor Tony, I think you already have it, but don't tell nobody. I want to talk about David. David, adulterer, murderer, whatever. But the thing is about David was constantly seeking forgiveness. He constantly knew that the Lord would sustain him even through what he's going through. So, and he was influenced by God. Some people would say, well, God is not going to save you. God, look at you, and you constantly do this stuff over and over again, but he constantly looked for forgiveness. He constantly stayed in connect. Hey, God, I know I messed up, but that's how we are. I mean, how many times are we constantly messing up over and over and over again? Going through the same stuff with family members. But yet, the thing about David, he was consistently asking for forgiveness. He was consistently searching for God. And he knew it had to be more than what it, regardless of the enemies that were after him, he prayed for him. This walk is not for the swiftness. This walk is a constant walk. Every step you take, it's always obstacles in your way. It's always things getting ready to jump out at you. But what's so important about what's influencing your walk? If you're influenced by God, if you're influenced by the scripture, you're now walking in the influence, which means you're a influential part of the body. Because like Jesus, when he was on the mount with the Beatitudes, he would say, hey, whatever I'm doing, y'all can do. It's like it's a shared responsibility. He already died on the cross. But look, he passed the baton.
Amen. Amen.
This walk is a constant. It's never ending until the day you die. And it's, I'm here to tell you, it don't matter how many times you fall. It's knowing that God can lift you up. This walk isn't easy. He never promised this walk would be easy. But he said, as I give you information, I would ask you to use it. Because when you are an influential part, I mean, people can see how you're walking. It's really amazing that as we keep on growing and we keep on learning, that's when God always gives to keep on reading. That's all we always got to keep on reading, because there's always something we need. And not only read and retain, it's something we need to share. Because guess what? You're not the only person walking. But you may be the only person that's influenced by the Spirit, but other people need that. And it's amazing that I didn't talk about anything I was supposed to talk about, but that's how the Spirit is. It's getting live information and not syndicated. Why did Pastor Mumford get up? Because he was getting live information. Now, if he had sat down on it, that would have been a different ball game. But like I say, I'm not here to be before you long, but I really want you to think long and hard about what's motivating you, with your major influences. You know, I said that the spirit is high on one Sunday, then it's not high the next, then it's high, then it's just because everyone is not under the same influence. Not purposely, but things happen. So that means we have to constantly be connected. When we lose a connection, I'm sure sometime David felt disconnected, but guess what? He knew how to reconnect.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
This walk is not for the swift. It's more or less about reading and applying, using it, sharing your information, sharing how this walk not only affects you, but it affects other people. Just like when people come with different issues or whatever, and you feel the spirit, not everyone's not in one accord, in cahoots because of this. It's like being in constant connection. So things may get rough, things may get hard, but you know, no one was promised a rose garden. You know, you want a rose garden, plant some rose seeds. But this walk is, I'm here to say truth, this walk is not easy. But I do know when Jesus died on the cross, he passed the baton. But the thing is, you know, like them relay races where you race and you have a stick and you pass it to the other one, they got to be ready to go. So I ask you to search your heart and find out what is you influencing your walk. So, it's, like I say, it's not easy, nor is it a game, but I would ask if everyone please stay connected.
Amen.
Stay connected. You know, when the power goes off and your current goes off, how you frustrated because ain't nothing working? Same thing.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you